In today's episode, Dr. Kashi explores frustration, arriving at a more precise conceptualization. And it has jack diddly to do with feelings. Roll the intro!
Hello! Hello! And welcome to Coffee with Kashi. I'm your host, Dr. Trevor Kashi. Let us define frustration in a slightly more practical way. Lots of examples and some concepts and stuff like that, okay? More of that, of course, because that comes with the territory. So a little bit of a confession. There was supposed to be a more concrete definition of frustration way earlier on, and things got a bit crazy. That's frustrating, understandably. We are here and now is as good a time as any. So it's time to cherry pick some data so I can fit this convenient narrative and artificially inflate my status with you. Thinking caps on. Referencing the unabridged Random House Dictionary's entry for frustration, it reads, the state of being frustrated. An instance of being frustrated. Something that frustrates. These are the top three entries. Wow. Thanks. Okay, let us move to frustrated into that same dictionary since two of the three entries use the word frustrated. An entry here reads, having a feeling of or filled with frustration. Referencing the original queried word. At this point, it is more painfully apparent than ever that people are maybe educated on how to English, kind of, with their fancy conjugations and their apostrophes and their subject predicate sentence diagramming and whatever else, instead of, you know, how to communicate. You know, the whole reason I think people make face noises. Anyway, let's try frustrate. We can look up frustrate. Here we have some luck. Prevent a planned or attempted action from progressing, succeeding, or being fulfilled. To disappoint or thwart a person. Thwart. Now, after, you know, a little bit warmer. After eyeballing the bookshelf, I realized I had my Stedman's Medical Science Dictionary. If you're familiar with my background, my original doctoral degree in biochemistry and biophysics, then it makes more sense why one of those was just lying around for a little bit of context here. Frustration in Stedman's Medical Dictionary, Medical Science Dictionary, the condition that results when an impulse or action is thwarted by an external or an internal force. The blocking or thwarting of an impulse, purpose, or action. Music to my pedantic ears. It is here my bias for frustration as an event versus a feeling or whatever other million ways people conveniently bastardize it became apparent. Makes sense how this all came about now. To that end, is frustration an apparently complex emotional state erupting when we are thwarted, obstructed, or blocked, etc., etc.? No. And it is the obstruction that people use as permission to erupt into a complex emotional state that tragically and destructively tends to just manifest as generic bitching and moaning. Their face noises. This complex emotional state erupts, promoting the creation of the distorted BS we harbor about the frustration belief systems, leading to disturbed emotions, leading to increased levels of impulsivity and destructive outcomes at O. Trusty whiteboard. This typically occurs when the perceived frustration exceeds our perceived level of frustration tolerance. Hopefully this provides a bit of clarity in the face of your frustrating stimuli so you can think rationally and act more deliberately in your response so that you can have more constructive outcomes at O, okay? We can do ourselves one better though. Let's put together what we know into one place. Frustration occurs as an event, a stimulus, when you are obstructed from something you want in any of the four frustration domains, although many frustrating stimuli do overlap domains, right? Operational, doing what you want. Emotional, feeling what you want. Achievement, reaching goals you strive to reach. And fairness, getting what you want and being treated how you want. People experience people's experiences, people, you know, they experience events, stimuli all the time. However, they categorize a stimulus as a frustrating stimulus during the cognitive appraisal process after the event occurs. At such time, they evaluate, different from evaluate, they evaluate as in calculate the degree of obstruction they are experiencing. So it's categorized that I am obstructed, I categorize the type of obstruction, and now I decide how obstructed I am. Is it a minor obstruction? Is it a major obstruction? Somewhere in between. This appraisal and valuation process has implications for the frustration tolerance conditionally required for responding to a frustrating stimulus rationally and deliberately. Indeed, your frustration tolerance reserves must exceed how obstructive the frustration is. And you, by and large, make that calculation of how obstructive that frustration is. As an overly simplistic explanation, if a frustrating stimulus S is ranked 5, well, then you best have a frustration tolerance of, well, greater than 5 to secure your chances of a calculated response, thus increasing the probability of a constructive outcome. Now, the BS you harbor about a frustration, your belief system, is a major contributor to the frustration valuation process, how you rank how obstructive a frustration is, your beliefs about it. If a person creates a disaster out of a hassle, then the frustration will apparently have an automatic ranking of 10. If we're making the assumption that it's 10 out of 10 is the rank, okay? And that would mean they would need a frustration tolerance reserve of greater than 10, which, if it is a scale of 10, is inherently absurd. Good luck. This means that by evaluating a frustrating event as a disaster, a catastrophe, horrible, terrible, awful, a nightmare, or whatever ridiculous label people use to exaggerate how bad something is, it automatically ranks the frustrating stimulus higher than the maximum achievable frustration tolerance. This means that it is greater than 100% bad. This language means that this event that you are appraising as a frustrating stimulus, you make it greater than 100% bad. How can that be possible? However, under such distorted conditions, meaningful resolution is now moot, futile, ludicrous, absurd. The world is on fire and I can't stand it. In other words, you give yourself permission automatically to go into a state of double trouble, to frustrate yourself even more because everything is currently a disaster and you can't stand it on purpose because you are frustrated. This shrinks the space between stimulus and response by a large margin. A large margin, thereby revving up your impulsivity. That oh shit machine revs up your impulsivity, making it exceedingly difficult to do smart stuff and cultivating the destructive thinking, feeling, urging to do dumb stuff, and then use that as a reason to frustrate yourself even more. So is frustration a feeling? No. A frustration is a discrete event that people use, giving themselves permission to ultimately erupt into a state of negative and self-destructive impulsivity. Indeed, we can do one better than this. Now that you have a mastery of how frustrations make people frustrated and how that makes it harder to do smart stuff and easier to do dumb stuff, and how that fabricates even more frustrations out of thin air, makes current frustrations harder to deal with and last longer, this also gives rise to a state of apparently chronic frustration, okay? Now, given the nature of this rough draft, there are two types of frustrating events in the context of writing this book, essentially the one-offs and the chronics, okay? The terms are here, our tentative commentaries welcome. A one-off, a discrete frustration, is episodic in nature. Like a TV show, it is episodic, okay? Then there's recurring chronic frustrations or the encountering of the same or similar frustrating stimulus over and over. Indeed, a discrete or episodic frustration is more rationally resolved in the context of what to do. I am obstructed in one of these four domains. What should I do to resolve this obstruction? Now, a chronic or recurring frustration is if you attempt to resolve it by changing what to do, can just make it worse. So if you have the same recurring frustration over and over, obsessing over what to do and changing what you're doing and doing a bunch of stuff can make it worse, right? Indeed, a chronic and recurring frustration has people full of what to do, tons of what to do. And they end up in their obsession over what to do, they overlook how to live. Okay. It is here where the practical aspects of frustration transition into the resolution of a recurring emotional disturbance resulting from chronic frustration. Okay. In other words, it's a lot of fancy language here, sorry. In other words, if you're frustrated, it's best to STFU. Okay. To assess the stimulus, the thinking, the feeling, the urging associated with the stimulus and change it accordingly. However, if it continues and there's still recurring issues, if there's still recurring frustrations and recurring double trouble, then you best go to step two and call yourself out on your BS, your belief systems around that frustration. That's all she wrote today. Thank you for learning. Stay rational. Until next time.
Want to continue having coffee with Dr. Kashi? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week. Dr. Kashi is out.